time.
All right, I'd like to call us back to order. We're on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. First is Bill ONCA 1686, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Principal Chief of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1,717,578 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page two, line 62, insert section six, severability clause. Any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction. Such provision shall be of no force and effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in force and effect.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
That commerce?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Page one, lines 14 and 22, strike principal and insert an S at the end of chiefs.
Second.
Page one, line 27, strike six, section 23, and the remainder of the sentence and insert in its place seven, section 10, to set the annual salary and expense allowance for the offices of the principal chief and the assistant principal chief, comma, which shall not be increased or diminished during that term of office. And page one, line 30, insert the following new paragraph. B, ONCA 1439 sets the current annual salary and expense allowance for the offices of the principal chief and the assistant of the principal chief.
May I speak?
Yes.
May I have the amendment read again?
Could you repeat the amendment, please?
Page one, line 27. Strike six, section 23, and the remainder of the sentence, and in its place, insert seven, section 10, to set the annual salary and expense allowance for the offices of the principal chief and the assistant principal chief, which shall not be increased or diminished during that term of office. Page one, line 30, insert the following new paragraph. B, ONCA 1439 sets the current annual salary and expense allowance for the offices of the principal chief and the assistant principal chief.
Second.
Page one, lines 32, after nation, strike the remainder of the sentence and insert Article 7, Section 15, which states the principal chief may appoint executive staff in accordance with the budget approved by Congress. And page one, line 40, insert the following new paragraph. D, all appointees compensated through this appropriation for that purpose contained within this appropriation are exempt employees not subject to the merit system established pursuant to Article 6, Section 22 of the Osage Constitution.
Second.
Okay, are there any other amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Page three, line 125 and a half, strike, I think it says the period, or strike the dash, and insert in the donations line $70,000.
Second. Okay.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to point I'd like to point out, I handed out my copy of amendment. I had a second amendment on the back, which is a severability clause, which has already been inserted, so please disregard that.
Is that something that kind of?
It was a standard one.
Okay. Well, if you want to make the amendment, I can withdraw that.
No, that's fine.
All right.
And I just wanted to let you know that I wasn't going for amendment two on my first.
Okay, thank you. Any other amendments? Okay. Next is ONCA 1691, an act to provide an appropriation to the Executive Administration Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $12,623,818 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page one, line 54, insert section 5, congressional authorization. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes the the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act.
Second.
Is that the committee report?
And it already has a severability clause in it, doesn't it? It does not.
Thank you. Are there any other amendments?
What? Yes.
Okay, seeing none. Next is ONCA 1696, an act to provide an appropriation to the Government Operations Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $6,687,349 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 53, insert section 5, congressional authorization. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act.
Second.
Page 4, line 168, insert section 10, severability clause. If any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force and effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in full force and effect.
We are on ONCA 1696.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that I heard section 10 in that amendment. This bill I'm looking at only goes through section 6. Maybe it doesn't. Excuse me. I stand corrected.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other amendments to be proposed? Okay, next is ONCA 16.
Second.
Yes, you do. Apologize. Thank you. ONCA 16105, an act to authorize and appropriate $100,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for design and sculpture of Chief Claremore and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing no amendments, ONCA 16105 is advanced to third reading after engrossment. Next is ONCA 16106, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,900,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for construction of the Gray Horse Community Building and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Walker.
Page 1, lines 27 and 32, strike $1,900,000 and insert $1,825,000.
Second.
Okay. Second. Are there any other amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, next is ONCA 16109, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $50,000 for a grant donation to the Hula Water District for water treatment equipment and installation and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 13, strike donation and insert before grant, quote, capital asset improvement, close quote. Page 1, line 41, insert after, quote, a, close quote. Page 1, line 41, after quote, close quote, insert quote, capital asset improvement, close quote.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other amendments? Seeing none, ONCA 16113, an act to amend Business Commission and Advisory Boards Act 15 ONC Section 5106. And to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Shaw.
Page 1, line 26, strike commission. Page 2, line 53, after the phrase non-business board, insert, quote, or non-business commission, unquote. Page 2, line 65, at the beginning of the sentence, add, quote, non-business commission, unquote. also strike the word and insert the word or.
Second.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Page one, line 39, insert, quote, commission board, close quote, means the members of a non-advisory commission board. Page two, that's the last one.
Second. Okay. Thank you.
Line, amendment number two, page two, line 76, insert, travel may be allocated individually or established as a pool for the entire board.
Second.
Okay. Any other amendments? Seeing none, that's the end of the bills. Oh, I apologize. ONCA 16-113 is advanced to general third reading after engrossment. I apologize. Is your hand up? Okay, I wasn't sure if you were passing it.
Suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place bills that have amendments on general order day three. Today's agenda.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
Point of order, did either you just put ONCA 16-113 on third reading after engrossment?
Yes.
I believe there were amendments to that bill.
ONCA 16-113?
Yes, we just made amendments.
We just made amendments to that.
Yes, I apologize. Okay, all right. Yes.
Congressman Shaw made amendments and Congresswoman Edwards made amendments.
I apologize for that.
My motion is ONCA 1686, ONCA 1691, ONCA 16109, ONCA 16113. Is there any others? Did I say 96? 86, 91, 96.
Suspend the rules and place ONCA 1686, 1691, 1696, 16109, and 16113.
And 16106.
And 16106. Those bills to general order day three. Is there a second?
Second.
So rule suspension, there's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay.
Move for a 5-minute recess to print the amendments that have been presented.
Okay. The clerk would like to request 10.
Sure.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Without objection, we're recessed for 10 minutes.